Yes, Tzadik Gimel we're holding yet. Now, Tzadik Gimel, we're off on the bottom. The Mor says, Chayin Shloisha Shetilu. The Mishnah says the same thing. If three people put money together to go into business, and then there's a gain or there's a loss, they're chelkin the same way it says in our Mishnah. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this. What's going to be if Shnayim Shetilu Lekis? Two people put money into business, into a pocket like, Zemonav Zemasayim. One person deposits, gives $100, and the second one puts in $200. So they're going to do business with $300. So Shmuel says, Alochri is Aschar Liemtza. If they have a gain, they make profit, they split the profit 50-50. That's what Shmuel says. Rashi says, Chokim B'Shav is divided equally. So first of all, it says, Omar Rabbi says, Mistabra Milsa de Shmuel. Shmuel's halacha makes sense. If what they went to buy with the money was a shor, they bought an ox, and they wanted to plow with it. And they plowed with it, and they made profit that way. Then the svara, they have to share the profit. So Rashi says, because the svara, you can't have a chelik of the shor without the other part of the shor. You can't say, I have $100 of the shor, and you have $200 worth of the shor. A live shor that's working, half can't work without the other. One third can't work without the other two thirds. Every part of the shore needs the other part of the shore. So therefore, as long as there's shutfim in the shore, we look as if the profit came out from the shore, and who owns the shore? Two people own the ox. Therefore, the money is split equally. Ava, what's going to be in the case though? Bishor lecharisha. First, they spent this $300, they bought an ox. And first, they thought they'll use it to plow with. V'yayma letficha. And after a while, it became nice and fat and juicy, this shor. So they started to sell it for the meat. They'll make a lot of profit now. They'll sell the tzvicha for the meat. In such a case, after they shecht it like and sell the meat, then the svar is, zen not alufi meisav, v'zen not alufi meisav. He takes one third, and he takes two thirds. Because now it's not alive anymore. Now it's dead meat. So dead meat, l'churi, divide up upon how much money percentage you put in. The one that put in 100 gets one third. The one that put 200 in should get two thirds. That's the way they should divide it up. That's what Rava wanted to say. But Rav Hamnuna, Amar Rav Nuna says no. As the Pshan Shmuel was that Afilo Shor Lecharisha V'Yomid Letficha. Even though with this $300 they bought an ox, and true at the beginning they thought they'll plow with it, and at the end it came out they made a tficha, they shechted it. And they sold it for the money, for the meat, they sold the meat. Still aschar liemtza. Even so, still, they divide up equally the profit. So what kind of sense is, what kind of svar is that? The chura, it's meat they're selling. So the one that put in $200, the chura should get more than the one that put in $100. The chashim say the svar is such a svar that when you do business together, there's a svar for one partner has hanor, has a mazel toy from the other one, it could be. Could be the reason why there was a gain here was because of the other shutif. So therefore we look as if they're equal shutifs. And therefore as far as the gain goes, the profit they make, they divide up the profit equally. Because one has a right to say it was my mazel that was gurim the gain. Therefore we look the gain and divide the gain equally. That's what's brought down the halacha also like this. Nice, we have a kash on this. Says Alocha, what's going to be Shnayim Shetilu Lekis? Two people, two partners, put money together to go into business. Zemon of Zemasayim. One put in 100, one put in 200. And then they made profit. So says Alocha is Aschar Liemtza. The profit they make, they divide equally, 50-50. There's a stamp to Sefta. So my love isn't the Sefta talking about. Bishol Lecharisha V'yom Letzficha. Oh, to you after the rabba, it should be a kasha and rabba. Here it says tam, mashmin, all different cases. Even in the case that true they bought the ox to plow with, but then later they decided to sell it for the meat, and now when they sell the meat, still the tesefta says, you divide it equally, for it's a raya to Rav Hamnuna, and it's a kasha and rabba. Somebody says, loy, no, rabba could answer like this. The rabbi will answer this tesefta is talking about Bishol lecharisha v'yomid lecharisha. Only in the case when they're still using the ox to plow with. So then the svar is, even though one put in 100, one put in 200, but the ma'isa, this ox cannot live unless it has every part of it. So therefore, everybody has equal share in what the ox is doing. So close the mind, we're using it as a live ox to do work with. We look as if the two partners are equal. They both share the profit equally. Avo, but according to Rabbi, what should come out? That shol lecharisha v'yomid letzficha. In a case where the two partners spent the $300 and bought an ox for the purpose of plowing through, but later when it became nice and fat, they decided to sell it for the meat. So my, what should be then? Then lechura, since now it's dead, you're selling the dead meat. Zen noita lefi moisov, v'zen noita lefi moisov. According to Rabba, then the svara should be, each partner divides the profit according to the percentage they put in. He should get one third of the profit, and the one that put in $200 should get two thirds of the profit. That's what should come out. So Marissa Kashiv, so Aditoni Sefer. How come it says in the Sefer? Lo kach ze bishaloi, v'ze bishaloi, if each one bought with his own, lo kach ze bishaloi, v'ze bishaloi. Let's say each owner, a partner here, bought something with his own money. The one that gave $100 bought his own ox. And the one that gave $200 bought a nice big fat ox for $200. Vinis Arvu. And now the two oxes got mixed up. And they do things. So the locher is, now it says, Zen Neutlofi Moisov, Vizen Neutlofi Moisov. Since there's two different animals here, we don't have that svar anymore to say that they're equal, because each one needs the other's part to live. No, they're two separate animals here. Since they're two separate animals, so we look as if the animal, the bigger animal, Mustam, does more work, there's more profit, therefore that owner gets two-thirds. The one that owns the smaller animal worth $100 only gets one-third of the profit. So that's what the Tesefta ends off. That's the Sefer. When do we say that the two partners get according to the money they put in? That's if they both bought two separate animals. That's what the Tesefta says. So Gemara asks, if so, like we were saying before, Liflug Velisne Bididay, why doesn't the Tesefta make a difference in the case where they bought one ox? And let's say like this, B'medvar Mamurim, when do we say the profit is divided up equally? B'sho L'charisha V'yayme L'charisha. In the case when they put the money to buy an ox, and the work they did was with the live ox, they made charisha, they plowed fields with the live ox. So then the svar is, each part of the ox needs the other part to live. So each shutif is equal, therefore they divide the profit equally. Avul, but let us accept to say like this. But in the case, Peshol lecharisha v'yom l'sficha, but in the case where they spent the $300, two and 100, and they bought alive one ox, but now they decide to sell the ox, to shecht it for the meat, now that it's dead meat, now the halacha should be, Zen noita lefi moisov, the one that put in $200 gets two thirds of the profit, Zen noita lefi moisov, and the one that put in 100 gets one third of the profit. Like, how come that the Tesefta doesn't say this according to Rabba? What does it have to go into another case? When do they divide according to the percentage if they each one bought a separate ox? What do you have to say like that for? Say better even in a case where they bought one ox, but if now they decide to sell it for the meat, they should also divide it up according to the percentage wise. So Gemara says, true, Hochi Nami Koma, this is what the Tesefta really means to tell us. It means like this. When do we say that the two shutfim divide up equally the profit? Only calls them on the ox is going to be used when it's alive. They're going to use it to plow. So then each part needs the other part to live. It's like one shore, so they both divide equally. But if later on they decide to shech the animal, to shech the shore, to sell it for the meat, then the locher is, Naset becomes kemi shalokach ze b'shaloi, as if the first shutif for $200 bought his own ox, v'ze b'shaloi, and the other shutif that only gave 100 bought his own ox, v'nisarvu, and it got mixed up and they made profit. That in such a case, avada the locher is ze noita lefi moisov, v'ze noita lefi moisov. Each one takes according to the percentage how much money he put in. He gets one third profit. He gets two third profits. So it could be, according to Rabba, that's what the Tesefta means. That in a case when they decide to sell the ox, to use it for the meat, then each one gets, according to the percentage, how much money he put in. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah it says, Fechein Shloisha Shehetilu Lekis. When three people put money into the kiss, into the wallet, we have to do business together. So our Mishnah says, Pichsuwe Hesiru, if the money became worth less, or else Hesiru, they made profit. It says, Kachoyochokin, they used to divide up, like it says in the Mishnah, Chura, they used to divide up, according to percentage-wise, they used to divide up in the Mishnah, it says. So, my love, aren't we talking about Pichsu Mamish, when Mamish they had a loss, or Hesiru, Hesiru Mamish, when the Mamish had a gain? So she'd be a kasha on Shmuel. Here you see Shutvim divide up according to the percentage wise, according to how much money they have. Like our Mishnah says, each wife gets a different amount of money for Ksuba. There's not one amount. The one that has 100, 200, 300, each one gets a different amount of money. So see, for our Mishnah, they get according to the percentage how much money they own. So Chori also in the business deal should come out that each owner gets according to how much money he put in. So Chori, it's not like it says before the Chora. It's not like Shmuel least. And this Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman says, Amar Rabba Baravua, Lloyd, it's not what that's not what it means over here. I tell you, Hoisiru means Zuzi Charati. That's what it got worth more, means that the money changed over to become into new coins. Zuzi Charati, like Rashi says, Shematilin Zuzim Yishonim, they gave out the old money they put in. Vinosnu Vinosa did business with it. Achinasa Chadoshim, to the new money they got in, is like new coins. The Yaitzim Heim Boitso, and they use the new coins now. Hilkach, therefore, Cholkum Fiyamois. Therefore, the new coins now, they divide up according to how much money they put in. To Cholchad Matiyoyev Shokol. Like, if you want to get back the capital, how much money you put in, then for sure each one gets according to how much money he put in. Avlim Hoysiroi, Yaitzir Ala Cheshbon. But let's say they had profit more than the money they first put in, then the svara is like Shmuel, Haschali Emsa. It could be then, Shutfis, there's always a svara, the profit you gain, you divide the profit equally. There's always a svara, two Shutfim, if you do gain, you always have a svara to say, Mazbach Gorim, even though you put in more money than me, I could say though, but maybe you know why we had a gain this year, because of my mazel. So therefore, when Shutfis work together, they have to divide the profit equally. Unless the vada they make tanoim. If you make deals, old business deals, probably to make deals. If you write up a shtat to say exactly that you're putting in 10%, you only get 10% profit, havada. If you make up a shtar and you make up tanoim, havada, you go according to the tanoim. But if you don't make up any tanoim, it's time you put the money in together. Even though one person puts in more money than the other, this is Gemara's maskona, that the profit they share equally. And who I did, that's what it says, Pichsu, what does Pichsu mean? Pichsu means Astira Ditsunisa. So Rashi says it means Shenifsala Matveya. Just means the coins got ruined. V'yen Yotis by Tso, you can't use these coins anymore. V'mish Yesh V'maka, Pichsu Ragla, V'takas Koshimem, if you have a wound, you use it for a wound. So that's what the loss means, they're losing out the money they actually put in. But once we're not talking about the money they actually put in, upon gains or losses, that could be the divided up 50-50. So the Mishnah. Mishahoyu noshoi dalad noshim. Now a man has four wives. Umeis, and the husband died. So all four of them now are going to come to collect the ksuba. We'll soon see. So it says, Harishoina kaidamas lashniya. Pshita, the first wife, that her ksuba was written earlier. So the one that has the earliest ksuba, she has the right to collect the money first. She has... right over there. So she has the right to collect the money first. So therefore the halachas are rishoyin the kedemet l'shniya. The first wife that has the shtar written earlier, she collects the ksuba first. Or shnei l'shlishis. The second one collects the money before the third one. Like we're afraid there may not be enough money for all the wives to collect the ksuba. So the ones that have the ksuba written first, they come collect, they have the baal choy first. Or shlishis l'revias. Now the Mishnah says the chiddush, or rishoyna nishpas l'shniya. The first wife has to swear to the second wife. In other words, really, because the first wife is collecting, it could be the second wife will lose out. There won't be any money left over. So therefore, she has the right to make the first one swear to her that the first one didn't collect any money. Ushniya lishlishis. The same thing, the second one has to swear to the third wife. Ushlishis revias. The third wife has to, before she collects the ksuba, has to swear to the fourth one that she did not receive any money when the husband was still alive. for her vias, the fourth lady, if there's still money left over for her to collect the ksuba, nifrash lebishvua. She collects the money now without swearing, even though she's coming to collect the money from the Yisraimim. The father, the husband died, so the kids, the Yash and the father, so we'll soon see, this time holds, that you don't have to swear to collect the ksuba from the Yisraimim. The fourth one doesn't have to swear, she doesn't have to swear to the other ladies, because the other ladies got the ksuba ready. And to the Yoshim, the Tanakam holds, she doesn't have to swear. Then Nenna says no, just because she was the fourth wife, she should gain on the deal now that the husband died, and she wants to collect the ksuba. She has a right to collect from the Yisraimim without swearing. Why? Nothing doing. But rather, Afi, even the fourth wife, is loitifre elavishrua. She can't collect her money from the Yisraimim unless she first swears. So see in the Gemara what the machlokes ben Enas and the Tanakam is. Does the fourth wife have to swear to the Yisraimim that she did not receive a ksuba when her husband was alive or not? What's going to be now? This man has four wives. And he wrote the ksuba all the same day. He married them all the same day also. He wrote the ksuba to all four of them the same day. And now the husband died. So now all four of them come to collect the money. Who has the right to go first? So it depends. Kol hakademis lechaverta afilu shurachas zochsa. And the kachoyu kaisvim yishlayim shoyis. In Yishlayim, that was the minute you used to not only write the date, but the time of the day. So therefore, if one says it was written 9 o'clock in the morning, and one was written 10, and 1:11, 1:12, 1:02, so you go bust it then. The one that was written 9 o'clock in the morning, that comes first. She has the right to collect the ksuba first. The one that was written 10, 11 o'clock goes next. If it was written the hour of the day in the ksuba, like that was the minute in Yishlayim, they have a kedimer also. What's going to be though, v'yensham? What's going to be Hayukulam Yotzim B'Shrachas? Let's say no, he wrote Mamish all four ksubas to the four wives he had the same day, the same time. V'yein Shom Elamonu, and there's only $100 the husband left over. Talachar is Chokas B'Shava. All four of them divide up the money equally. Since they all have a right to get to the money at the same time, neither of them have an earlier shtar. So really, that's Pshat Vila in the Mishnah before we had. Now that's what the Mishnah before said, Mishoyo Nosa Sholosh Noshim, Umeis, Ksavoshes Azum Mona, that we said if one has one, and one two, and one three, and the husband left over only $100, the Mishnah said they all divided up equally. Where's the case? This case, that all three Ksubas were written the same day, the same time. When all the Ksubas are written up the same time, then they all have an equal right to get to the money. So if the husband only left over $100, here all four, before all three of them, divide the money equally. That's what our Mishnah says. So I call upon him, what's the machlokes in our Mishnah? The Tanakam and Ben Enas, where when the fourth wife collects a ksuba, in a case where the first wife had a ksuba earlier, she collected first, she had a swear to the second to the third to the fourth. Now when the fourth wife collects a ksuba, does she have to swear to the Yoshmanat? So Mar says, now, by my kemiflagi, what's the machlokes if the fourth wife has to swear to the Yoshim before she collects her ksuba? As Omar Shmuel wants to say like this, Omar Shmuel kagoyin, shenimtsas achas mehen, sode shenish loy. Machlokes says in a case, true, the first three wives collected the ksuba ready. But let's say number three, after she collected the ksuba, she took a karka, she realizes that there's a baal choy that's going to come and take away this karka. Or else better, maybe she finds out now this karka was stolen goods, and she knows it's going to be taken away from her. They're going, Shenimtsa achas mehen sode shenishloi. The third or second wife found out now that the sode they took for the ksuba doesn't belong to the husband. Rashi says, Shenoide shegozla. It was known now that it was a stolen property. The soif and sunus will come out, she avoyu bailam yitlu. The nigzah is going to come and take it away from her. Okay, shebor revias ligvas ksubasa. Now before they took it away from her, the fourth wife wants to come and collect her ksuba. Me saw the revias from the fourth field left over. As in such a case, Bozu, the third or second wife, has a right to come to her via medis, Lema, to tell her, Lemacha yavyanigzav yitusadim yadi. Tomorrow I'm going to be lost without a field. Vinimtsasi karachas, I'm going to be lost. I'm going to be empty. Is with Sonya, therefore, I want to make sure you swear you deserve to get this fourth karka. Because if you're not going to take it, then tomorrow I'll be able to take it. So So in such a case, the second wife or third one has a right to make the fourth wife swear. That's the case. Again, the Gemara starts going, Shenimtas achas mein tzodeh shene shaloi. Let's say the third wife that collected a field now finds out that it is stolen goods. Over baal choiv meuchar shekodam v'gov v'kiniflegi. Now the machlekes says, what happened now? The fourth wife, true, now comes and gets the fourth field. Now tomorrow, the third wife is losing out to taking the field away from her. So the shailu is, she is the baal choiv, really before the fourth wife. So it comes out now the fourth wife collected really before the third wife. Does the third wife have a right to take it away now from the fourth one or not? That's the machlokes. But baal choiv muchar, here the fourth wife, shehok sav, hok suba was last, shekodem v'gova, it happens to be now she collected the fourth field, and at the time she had the right to keep it. But now when they take away the field from the third wife now, the question, does she have a right to take it away from the fourth wife or not? Tanakama sovar mashegovar lo yigva. Tanakama holds mashegovar lo gova. That the fourth wife collected a field, that means nothing. She has a right to hold on to it until the third wife loses her karka. But once the gazla nigzar comes and takes away from the third wife has the right to go to the fourth wife and say, you want to keep this field, you can't keep it, because my ksuba, it was written before your ksuba. So I have a right to collect the money. You're a baal choiv mucher, you're a later baal choiv. Even though you collected, the locher is legov, it means nothing. She gets it back. So therefore, Tana Kama says the fourth wife doesn't have to swear. There's no reason to make her swear, because the third wife is not going to lose out. The day they take away the field from the third wife, she's going to go to the fourth one and get the field away from her. Therefore, the third one has no right to make the fourth one swear when she collects a field. Because she'll get it back. Mashenkin, a benena sova, benena holds no. Mashegova gova. He holds no. When the fourth wife collects a field, once she collects it, she keeps it. Even though tomorrow it comes out the third wife is going to lose her field, and she doesn't have anything to collect the ksuba with, so what? It's fafalim already. Since when the fourth wife took it, she took it v'din, it's called mashegovar, is gova. So therefore it's good why Benena says the third wife has the right to be nervous and wants the fourth wife to swear before she takes the field. Like, I want to make sure you weren't paid up before. Because by you taking this fourth field now, I'm going to lose out. I know myself tomorrow, they're going to take away the field I have, and I'm going to be without a field. So therefore she has the right to make the fourth one swear before she collects a ksuba to make sure that she wasn't paid up when the husband was still alive. So this is the machlokes. Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman amar Rav Avraham, I tell you the kula yalna, everybody holds mashegova legova. Nothing doing. What she collected means nothing. The fourth wife, she has the last ksuba. She was married last. She has the last right to get the ksuba. So true, at the time she collected the fourth field. But now tomorrow, the next week, when the third wife, when they take away the field from her, Avada, she has a right now to go to the fourth wife and say, the field you took last, you can't keep. That fourth field is not in the shuba to you. My ksuba was written before you. I have a right to get it back. Everybody holds this way. The kula yalma mashegova legova. That the fourth wife collected and took the field means nothing. When they take it away from the third one, she collects it back from the fourth wife. If so, why does Benena say that the fourth wife has to swear? Why should she have to swear? The third wife is not going to lose out. For you know what the machlokes over here is? The machlokes is, are we afraid that the fourth wife, when she gets this fourth field, she's not going to take too good care of it? She won't take good care of it because she's afraid that maybe it's going to be taken away from her. So therefore, she's not going to keep it so well. So Rashi says like this. Yeshua de Benenas, time am I, what do you have to swear for? Tigsover Benenas sold the Chashin Shema Tachsa for Revius. Hazois et Asoda. We're afraid the fourth wife, she won't take care of the field. She'll let it rot away. She goiva. Why? Tichichazi, if she's going to see the loy mashbi in law, that we don't make her swear, like she just saw what happened with the other three wives.
The other three wives, each one of them, before they collected the ksuba, they had to swear that they did not receive any money. Now, if the fourth one does not have to swear, she's going to say it to herself, you know why they're not making me self? You know why they're not making me swear? Because because the fourth one knows something's doing. Like she figures, listen, they're not going to let me keep the field anyway too long. They plan to take it away from me. That's why they're letting me have it without a shvua. So if so, we're afraid that even though she'll keep it for a long time, she won't take good care of it. So therefore, Benenna says, we'll make her swear anyway. We'll make her swear in order that she should feel she's getting an equal share in the ksuba, and she has to take good care of it. So that's why we make her swear. And Tanakama says, no, we're not afraid of this. We're not afraid she'll ruin the field. Therefore, since Lamaisa, she has a right to collect and she's not ruining it for anybody, she doesn't have to swear. The Machlokes says, are we afraid that she'll let the field go to waste, but she won't take good care of it? Abaye Rama Abaye says like this. Abaye Rama no, the Abaye Kshisha Ikebenayu. You know what the Machlokes Tanakam and Benenna says? The Machlokes says in Abaye Kshisha Zalocha. The Tony Abaye Kshisha, we learned Abaye Kshisha said like this. Yisaimim Shamru. That there's a locha always, that whenever you collect money from Yisaimim, if a father died, and true, the father owed people money, and they want to come and collect the money, they go to the Yisaimim. So locha is, before you collect money away from the Yisaimim, you have to swear. May the Rabbanah, we make you swear that you didn't collect your money. So locha is, gedolim v'yein tzorach lo mikatanim. Not only if the kids are katanim that don't know what happened by their father's doings, but even if the yorshim, the kids are gedolim, even if they're big kids, still, the locher is, whoever comes to collect money away from the Yoshim, have to swear first. See, also, this fourth wife, even though it could be the kids, the Yoshim of the father, are big boys, but so what? Since Lamaisa, this Isha, the fourth wife, is collecting Uksuba, taking away the money from the Yoshim, the locher is, Benenna sold, she has to swear before she can take money away from the Yoshim. Tanakama, less lady Abaye Kshisha. The Tanakama does know from Abaye Kshisha. Tanakama says no. When is the halacha that you have to swear before you collect money from Yisaimim? If they're ktanim, if they're small kids, they don't know what was doing with their father's money, then you have to swear first. But if the kids are gedolim, older boys, they know what's doing with their father's property, then you don't have to swear. Oh, benenas isle the Abaye Kshisha. Mashenge benenas heals no. Even though you take away from Yisaimim gedolim, that's the halacha always, that you have to swear before you take away from Yisaimim. So that's the machlokes in the Mishnah, that this fourth wife, when she's collecting the ksuba, true, the other wives are not losing out, but there's the halacha all over. According to Benenas, according to Abaye Kshisha, that whenever you collect money away, even from Yisaimim gedolim, you have to swear first. Omer Rav Huna. Huna says like this. Hani Trei Achin. Let's say you have two brothers. Kids that are doing business together. Or also Trei Shutfi. You have two Shutfim, two partners doing business together. The Yistlu Dina Ba'adi Chad. A third person that comes and says, listen, I have a claim against you. Against your Shutfis, against your business. I have a claim. You owe me $1,000. Now, so he calls them to a Din Torah. The Yozo Chad Minayu Ba'adai Ladina. One of the Shutfim, or one of the brothers, one of the partners, go to handle Din Torah with this person. And he lost the Din Torah. He lost out. He has to pay the money. Is Lemotzi Idach Lameimo. The other Shutuf, or the other brother, didn't go to Din Torah, can't wake up now and say, Lameimo Le, At La Badavon Bediyat. He can't come and say, listen, I don't want to hear this Din Torah. Don't bother me. I wasn't there. I'm not paying you no money. You didn't call me to the Din Torah. I don't know what's doing here. You can't say that. El or rather l'shlichusayu of it. We say no. When you have two partners and one partner goes to the Din Torah, he's going for both partners. And when you have two brothers the same way and they call one brother to the Din Torah, he lemais is representing the other shutuf also. And if he went to the Din Torah and he lost, he has to pay the money. Lemais, they have to pay the money. And the other shutuf can't wake up now and say, I wasn't there, I would have stopped it.
Yeah.
Smur says, Rav Nachman of Surah. Rav Nachman went to visit in the town Surya. Shailu ki agavna yeskim. What's the luck in this case? Ki agavna mai. Omalus, he answers back, Masnisni, Samisha Mishnah. Hamishnah says, O Rishoino nishbat l'shniya. Says the first wife, when she collects the ksuba, she has to swear to the second one. O shniya l'shlishi, the second to the third. or shlishis revius. Now the ilu rishona lishlishis lekatani. It doesn't say that the first wife is going to have to swear to the second wife, to the third wife also. It just says the first wife swears to the second one. That's all. But she does not have to swear again to the third wife. My time, why not? Love isn't it? Mishum the shlichus of the that she's doing the shlichus. In other words, they're all four wives here. They all want to collect the ksuba equally. So when you swear to one of them, it's like you're swearing to all of them. So when you swear to one, that shvua helps for everybody. All right, turn over.